Merci, monsieur.
Thank you, President. Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, we wish to thank the members of the Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance, Algeria, Japan, the Netherlands, and Thailand, for their efforts over recent years and for the report on their activities. Switzerland has a profound conviction that international cooperation and assistance play a key role in this convention. Affected states have major obligations to implement under the convention. However, the convention provides for these states being able to request and receive, to the extent possible, assistance to meet these obligations. Providing support to state parties that require it is a long-standing commitment of Switzerland and an integral part of our work to ensure achievement of the objectives of the Convention. In the context of the new Action Plan 2023-2026 that Switzerland launched on the 4th of April this year, activities to support affected states remain at the heart of our commitment. Switzerland stresses decontamination of mines and explosive devices, mine risk education, and education in the risk of other explosive remnants of war, and assistance to victims. We seek to bolster the safety of those persons concerned and to create the right conditions for sustainable development through projects and the deployment of experts. In conformity with the principle of aid encouraging autonomy, we particularly support developing national capacities in a sustainable manner. Moreover, we share the opinion of the coordinators on the possibilities of having an individualized approach, and we welcome the fact that several state parties have already benefited from this possibility and encourage others to follow that example. This tool allows for better identification of needs in the field and to allocate resources. It's important to pursue this approach and to develop it further, more in depth, to achieve the objectives of the Oslo Action Plan. In 2022, Switzerland directly supported affected states by financing projects in 13 countries and sending 14 experts to 7 different contexts. Moreover, Switzerland is pursuing its institutional support of the International Humanitarian Demining Centre in Geneva. In 2022, Switzerland donated some 18 million francs to humanitarian demining throughout the world. We will resolutely follow on with this global commitment in the years to come. President, following the military aggression of the Russian Federation, vast parts of Ukraine have potentially been contaminated with mines and other explosive devices. Therefore, Switzerland has considerably increased its commitment to assist the Ukrainian population. In 2023, we allocated some 15 million euros. Moreover, at the International Conference for Donors for Humanitarian Demining in Ukraine in Zagreb on the 11th and 12th of October 2023, Switzerland promised a new package of 100 million euros for the coming 4 years, 2024-2027. Thanks to this additional envelope agreed, Switzerland will intensify support for humanitarian demining to continue to provide equipment and to train Ukrainian sappers and to pursue its support for the government in efforts to plan and coordinate this major undertaking. Thank you.